I once was watching a TED talk where someone described the art of telling a joke, the art of comedy. And he explained that the way a joke works is you bring your audience to expect something in this direction, and at the last minute, you pull them all the way to the other direction. A different way of saying it, which I had heard years ago, was if you see a bus with a picture of a greyhound on it, it's not funny. But if you see a greyhound dog with a picture of a bus on it, that is funny because it's completely unexpected. That's really how comedy works. And if you look at our parsha, there's clearly the concept of comedy comes in over and over and over again. The word tzachak, the shorish, to laugh, possibly to mock, comes up often. Yitzchak Avinu gets his name because people laughed. Who laughed? Avraham laughs. Avraham laughs at, oh my gosh, how is this going to be? Sarah laughs because she says, how could it be? Now, one of the questions that I always have struggled with is, why is it that when Avraham laughs, God says to him, you know, it's okay, that's going to be the name. And when Sarah laughs, God comes and says, why did she laugh? And then Sarah has to deny it. I saw a beautiful answer today, I believe by the Abarbanel, who suggests the following. Avraham was so close with Sarah, it is impossible that he didn't share the word of God with Sarah. So when he tells her, she probably also laughed. It's shocking. We're asking someone to do something that goes against the grain of nature. 90-year-old women aren't supposed to give birth. So when she laughs and when Avram laughs, it's an expression of, whoa, that's something that's so beyond the scope. But when then God comes to her and he tells her she's going to have a baby, and now it's not the first time, but it's the second time that she's hearing that. At that point in time, Sarah laughing is not humor, but there is a lingering doubt within it, which we could understand because Sarah has been waiting for this moment for so long, it's hard to believe it's truly going to come. But that perhaps is really what's going on with Avram and Sarah. But Yitzhak's entire life, and the reason why Yitzhak is the only one of the Avos that does not experience a name change. Avram becomes Avraham. Yaakov becomes Yisrael. Yitzhak stays Yitzhak. It's because his entire name, his essence, represents the fact that he is unexpected. And so his essence is always going to be reflective of that. A lot of laughter, a lot of wondering, a lot of questions. That is how Yitzchak is born.